Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. Welcome to the What to Read Next podcast. In this podcast, host Lori and me will share a few book recommendations on what you should read next. If you have a passion for books, then join us for this fun bookish episode. Welcome back to the What to Read Next podcast. I am so happy to have you back. So today's a solo episode where I'm going to share about my what worked, what didn't work, and what I hope to see in my reading life in 2022. So in 2021, I have read about 200 books. I am pre-recording this episode, so this is an estimate. The final number will be posted in my Goodreads challenge in January 1st, 2022. So be on the lookout for that. But I'll be posting it probably in later episodes. I'll let you know what the final number is. So a little bit about the number. I would say the number is a little less than what I read in 2020, which was around 230 books. But it's around the same number that I read in 2019, so which was around 200 books. 2017, I read 360 something books, and that was like the most I've read in 1 year. But definitely it has gone down after that. And I can see some of the patterns, and I'm trying to identify how can I improve that. It makes sense for me to the number to be around 200 books in 2021, because for most of the year, I struggled with a reading slump. And by reading slump, I mean I started a bunch of books and did not finish. I struggled with reading every single day. I read every single day for like 15 minutes, but some days I read like just 15 minutes, and other days I read like half a book. And I was mostly distracted, and I'll talk a little bit about the reading slump. So let's go over what didn't work for me. So the first thing is that I was reading out of obligation. And what I call is like TBRs, advanced reader's copies. Just basically, I was asked to read some books by publication day and have an opinion, whether it's a book review or a podcast posted or a recommendation list. And I found myself like really struggling with that. I basically am such a mood reader that I like to read based on like what it feels like feels good. And so it's hard to read like read ahead of the game or read within publication day so you can actually know what books you should read. And so I really struggled to finish books within a day or two, which is a sign that the book will work at a certain time, but not right now for me. There has been quite a few books that I've been 20, 30, 50% in, and I put it down because I had a shiny object or another new book that came up that seemed more interesting, and then I pick it up. And so I was distracted a lot of times by shiny object syndrome and social media. And speaking of that, that goes to my second point. So my second point is Instagram. So Instagram, I have a love-hate relationship with Instagram. I loved it in the beginning, 2016, 2017, 2018, where I was like just discovering this community. I was discovering like books to read. I was discovering recommendations. And I was like a really voracious reader at the time. And then 2019 till 2021, it has shifted. And I knew that it had shifted because most of my reading from ever since after 2017 have been driven by Instagram. Like books were recommended, like advanced reader's copy. A lot of books are like popular, hyped up books. They were like, I needed to read them, and I needed to need to figure out if I liked them or not. And most of them, I did not like them. So like this honest truth, I really did not love the books, and I was just like, I was just consuming them for the sake of consuming. And then the distraction of just going on stories and scrolling down stories, it was just like I was like spending so much more time doing that as opposed to discovering books that I wanted to read or like reading something for fun or even watching TV. I was just like so immersed with Instagram that it was just like it just lost this essence of myself. It is like basically what I realize is right now. The landscape of Instagram, for me, what I view is it's a fellow book influencer sharing other book influencers the same recommendations. And so it's kind of like really, like you're just like getting the same free books and you're talking about the same free books and you're talking about the same information to people who already know about the book. So it's not a lot of readers who are just like casual readers who just read like one or two books a day or sorry, one or two books a week or a month or a year. It's a lot of like people who have been in the know who get access to all these free books and they're sharing them and they're just talking about them. And in 2022, that's not what I want to see myself. I want to connect with fellow readers. I want to connect with you if you casually read one book a year. You know, I want to connect with you if you're like learning to discover romance. Like, I want to connect with people like that. People like you who are listening to this podcast, looking for recommendations, looking to hear what the authors are talking about. And so, in some ways, I'm stepping back from Instagram. I'll still post because it's just easy to post, but I'm not going to be like active in stories or trying to like create reels or trying to get like as many followers as possible. I am probably going to shift my attention to TikTok, and just because I wanted to explore video for me, like just an opportunity to talk about, like you can see my face and tell you my recommendations and tell you what I like. The other part is I'm exploring to do more solo episodes like this for you. So there will be, they'll still have author interviews. We'll still have the book recommendations with book influencers, and which book influencers are basically people I'm friends, with, or people who I admire, who I like their reading taste or have a unique reading taste that I'm like, it'll be interesting for you. So there will be like literary fiction and thrillers and like romance, and it's like different romance, you know? So I'm looking for diverse voices. And so there will be podcast episodes like that, but also on TikTok, I'll share like books that I read, like in, you know, in real time. So I'm hoping to create more video content like that. And so hopefully I can reach out to new audiences, new readers who discover like new books to read. And they're not just the same old books that you get pushed. Finally, what did not work was that my paranormal project was a failure. So in 2021, I set an intention of reading a bunch of paranormal series that were popular or people have recommended in this podcast. And there were like the Side Channeling series, the Night Hunter series, the Black Brotherhood series, you know, all these like very popular series. And I was intimidated by them, but that was one thing. But I also did not love the whole world building, the romance, trying to figure out who's who and all the clues and the overarching arcs. And so, and I don't think it was like the right time for me. And so I realized it was like, it was a good intention project, but it's just like not the right time. I did ask Francesca from Under the Cover. She's a big paranormal reader. I was like, I told her my conundrum. I was like, I try to read those series, just not for me. It's just like, well, they're like a little more advanced. So they're more advanced for like paranormal. So she gave me recommendations, some paranormal beginners that are more like similar to contemporary books. And so I may start trying some of those and see if I like it and like the world building and maybe continue to like read some of those series. But I need to start beginners. And for that, I am going to do an episode. May do a short episode once I read a couple of those books and let you know like if it works or if it did not work. But that's like an intention for 2022, is like start from the beginner as opposed to go for like the big kahunas, you know. So that's like a big part of it. All right, so now let's go to what worked this year. So a bulk of my reading took place in quarter four, where I literally threw away the obligation and shifted my focus on books that sounded good. I switched genres. I read thrillers. I read dark romance. I read mafia. I read Iceland Barbarians. I was like, it sounded good. It sounded interesting. I'm going to give it a try. I also switched advanced readers copies that I actually had copies of it. I tried to get them from the library as audiobooks, and I was able to have a better experience with those. So books I started, you know, over the summer, and I was like, you know, maybe I'll give it a try on audio. I did, and I really ended up loving those books. It's just like the experience was much, much more pleasant in audiobooks as opposed to reading it on, you know, with my eyes. All right, I'm all about genre switching. And so by that means, like, if you're getting stuck reading romance and you're just like in a rut, you're just like, it doesn't, nothing's, you're not finishing books, you're not trying anything, nothing feels good, then that's a time for you to try something else. Like whether it's a thriller, whether it's like women's fiction, dark romance, a KU novella, like some holiday romances, some Hallmark movies, like some historical romance is try something else and just give yourself like a little intention, something different. So that was like a big part of it. Like that's what's worked for Q4. I started with like I was in a rut with contemporary romance. And so then I was like, okay, I'm going to read some thrillers. And I read like 3 thrillers back to back. And I was like, okay, I'm good with thrillers. Then I'm going to read some 2022 titles that sounded good. I read a couple of those. And now I was like, all right, so let's give it a try something else. And I was like, well, let's try Dark Mafia. Mafia romance, it seems like interesting. And I was like, I was immersed in KU. And I was like, okay, I loved it. I binged like a whole week on books. And I was like, it was like the best week of my year. Just binging on those books. It was just like such a fucking pleasant experience. I'm sorry to curse, but it's like such an experience that I haven't had that experience in like 5 years. It was like just like rediscovering reading again. And so having that opportunity to just rediscover reading again was like, oh, it's just like a light bulb. Like, oh, I just need to switch genres. All right. So in terms of recommendations, I told you the Instagram did not work, but the podcast did work. So I discovered recommendations from fellow authors and book of friends. My top recommender is Amy Novel Gossip. She's in Novel Gossip and Insta. She has been on the show. We talk about audiobooks. She's a good friend of mine. And so her recommendations tend to work really well. I also like to look at YouTube for some YouTubers, for some like dark romance, some KU recommendations. But KU has been like kind of like basically just digging in and looking what is out there, what sounded good. And I think one of the things I wanted to do more is to share what I found in KU, what worked, what didn't work. So beyond that, so you'll be on the lookout for content like that. So let's chat about my audiobook listening. So my audiobook listening takes place in the middle of the night. So I tend to go to sleep early in the night. And sometimes I wake up like 3 o'clock in the morning, 4 o'clock in the morning. I can't go back to sleep. So instead of trying to toss and turn, trying to figure out how I'm going to get back to sleep, I just put an audiobook and I set it up for like 30 minutes increments. And I just like listen to it until I fall asleep, or if I don't fall asleep, I just listen to it in the morning. And I feel better. I feel better at the end of the day. Like it's fine. Like I'm not like sleepy the next day. I'm just kind of like alert. But it's a great way to get a book done at the same time, you know, like enjoy like your time of rest. So audiobook listening for me, it takes place in the middle of the night. I don't listen to audiobooks while I'm cleaning or doing things. I've listened to some of them while work, where I'm doing like some mundane tasks where I'm just like doing things over and over. I may listen to an audiobook, but typically at work I watch TV. So I have TV running in the background. But sometimes I do, if the book is so engaging that I'm like, oh my gosh, I cannot stop reading it, then I'm just looking to listen to an audiobook. So, yeah. And then multiple library cards, because I'm listening to so many audiobooks, is like such a godsend. I have moved to, in the past 3 years, I've moved 3 different states. So I have libraries from New York, Brooklyn, and then I have like Chicago library card, and then a Tampa library card, and then I have like Orlando library card because my dad lives there. So I got like a bunch of different library cards. I did buy some out-of-state library cards like Miami Dade. They have great selection, and so I've been looking for other outside out-of-state library cards to order, because they're great ways to get access to books that are like, you know, you don't want to pay for them. But you're supporting the library card. So you're supporting the library. So having outside library cards have been such a godsend, especially for audiobooks and even some indies like you that you had to pay out of pocket. You might find them available in Brooklyn. And so it's kind of like neat to just like, all right, I get to borrow the book, see if I like it. And then if I do, then I'll buy the rest of the series. So the brand new discovery that I discovered this year, and I think I did it. I read in 2016, 2017, a lot of dark romance, but I stopped reading them because I was reading a lot of indie publishing books, is that I really like dark romance. I thought I did not like it. I thought it was like just like not for me, and it was like too dark, too this, too that. And I really like it. Like, I read the Kamara Chronicles, and I was just, like, engaged. I read a serial killer romance, and I was like, oh my gosh, I love this. So I really like indie publishing books. I don't want to take ARCs from indie publishers. I'd rather just, like, you read them on KU or buy the book or borrow from the library first, like, just to get a sense of it. Because I don't like the obligation. Most indie ARCs come, like, 2 weeks before the book comes out or a week before the book comes out, and you have to read it by a certain day, and you have to do reviews and all the shit, and I was like, I don't want to do that. So I tend to read after they get published. I tend to enjoy them that way at my leisure time. And so I like dark romance, and now I'm gonna do some listicles for dark romance for you. Finally, I love reading series best. Like, books in a series work so well for me. I read historical romance. I read the Wild series by Eloisa James, like, that was the summer. Then I read Most of Throne of Glass by Sarah J. Maas. I read Rebecca Genshock's College Campus Nights series, which is a college hockey romance. There were like four or five books in the series. And lately I just read the Cormorant Chronicles by Cora Riley. And so I really love it when it's like a series where you're just like, you get involved, like their side characters to get their own books, and you're just like following them along, and you see them, like you see the characters grow over, you know, over multiple books. And so that's been a lot of fun. I'm right now reading The Brutal Birthright by Sophie Lark. And so it's kind of fun just to see another mafia romance and see another mafia family and just like seeing that stuff. So that's been fun to read series. If you have series recommendations, let me know. I'm always in the look for it. So I really love when a book takes me, if I read in no time, 50%, like those are like the books that are worthwhile. If I sit down and I'm just like not distracted by like picking up my phone and checking on Instagram or checking on TikTok or checking on stuff, I love this, the book just taking me, like I can take no time to read 50%. Usually I read 10% within like 20 minutes, but it's like 50% is like, that's a good day. Cause I know like it's downhill from there. Like I'm almost done. So that's like one of the markers that I'm trying to just get connect with. That's like, as long as I read 50%, then I know I'm going to finish this book. At the end of the day, Kindle books worked best for me. I have not read any paper books in this past year. I tracked them. There were zero. I read majority Kindle or Kindle audio or audio. Those were the forms of reading that I did, and that's what worked for me. And so what am I looking forward in 2022? So one thing I want to do is I want to read consistently every single day. I want to finish a book every other day. So that means like I start a book and I read like 50%, and the next day I read the other 50%, or I start a book 20% and then I finish it off the next day because it's like so engaging. I've done that. That's what quarter four looked like for me. I start reading consistently more and more. And so those books were definitely helped me just to be able to finish like a book. It's almost every day, or sometimes two books a day, which is like really exciting because I'm also listening to audiobooks. So there are days I'm like, I just accomplished two books a day. So I have a reading goal of putting 250 books in Goodreads, and hopefully I'll finish with 300 books. That's like my goal for 2022. In order to do that, I am going to read based on my mood and new genres to me. So that means I'm not going to read as many ARCs as possible, and just based on publication dates and based on stuff. I stopped requesting ARCs. I stopped trying to figure out like how can I get as many books as possible. You know, I'm just gonna read based on my mood. I'm gonna like go back to discovering books because they sounded good. I'm gonna try to discover new authors to me. Go dig into KU to try new books. There's like, I love KU right now. Like KU is working for me. Because there's like low stakes for me. Like you just like, you read as much as you can, and if you don't like it, then you can return it. You're not paying, you already paid for it, and you're paying the author for the pages you write. So it's a low stake games, but that's where I'm like looking forward. So reading as many genres as possible, trying out new authors to me, and discovering new things for me. So I want to hear from you. What are your 2022 reading intentions? What worked for you in 2021? What did not work for you in 2021? So leave a comment in the whatreadnextblog.com. And there is actually going to be a post in the homepage about this episode. So you can leave a comment and let me know what worked, what didn't work, and what do you hope to gain from 2022. I can't believe it's 2022. It's a mouthful. So thank you so much for listening, and I hope you have a great day. If you enjoy this podcast, feel free to share with friends, subscribe, rate, and review the show. This is the easiest way to support the podcast. Today's episode's partner is Libre FM. If you're an audiobook listener, then you should add Libre FM as your go-to source for paid audiobooks. Libre FM makes it possible for you to buy audiobooks through your local bookstore. Memberships start at $14.95, and they also have great sales for women's audiobooks each month for $3.99, thanks to the Kiss Club. To sign up for Libre FM, please visit whattoreadnextblog.com/LibreFM. You will receive a free audiobook when you sign up for a monthly subscription. If you purchase a subscription through our link, you will be supporting the podcast at no cost to you. The What to Read Next podcast is part of the Frolic Podcast Network. Please visit frolic.media/podcast to discover new shows to tune in. Thank you so much for listening and have a great day.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What to Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whattoreadnextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.